You know, last spring, something strange happened online I want to share with everyone. The moment Robert F. Kennedy moved to pull soda off the food stamp thing, a wave of influencers, dozens of them, just blew up their feeds overnight, outraged, all trying to defend soda. And I'm like, these are like dietitians. These are health gurus defending soda all at the same time within the same 48 hours. I found that very odd. Almost every one of them just happened to mention the same thing, that president loves Diet Coke. I'm like, oh, interesting. This is probably not a grassroots reaction. This is a script. And if you pull the string on it, it comes from a PR firm that has been quietly texting influencers their talking points and offering, at the very bare minimum, $1,000 a post. But if you are a larger influencer, you can get 20,000, 50,000, 100,000, even up to 500,000 or more per post. And I'm not kidding. It's like a lot of money involved in this. So they're, and the problem is their posts are not mentioning that they're being paid. So unfortunately, you know, it's like you got to be suspicious of these posts because it all seemed to be attacking at the same time. But here's what people need to understand. This is like the normal now, and online influence is the product. You can buy it by the post. And the overwhelming majority of marketers now run influencing or influencer campaigns. It's a multi-billion-dollar machine.